As you enter the church and step into the narthex, look to your left. Light streams through mountain shapes and alpine flowers in the Pine to Beautify window. The Pine to Beautify window, installed in 1971 in memory of Lou and Gertrude Cosby, feels almost like an open-air hymn. Designed in part by the Reverend Tom Lonsdale, who contributed to several of the church's more contemporary windows, it reflects both family legacy and artistic vision. The Crosbys were deeply tied to Lake Louise. Gertrude worked at the resort there before marrying Lou, and together they developed Deer Lodge, which still welcomes visitors today. Their children commissioned the window as a tribute not only to their parents, but to the mountain world that shaped their lives. The design deliberately anchors itself in Banff's natural beauty. Lake Louise rests at the center. Mount Victoria rises above it, flanked by the buttress of Mount Lefroy. Around them gather mule deer, ground squirrels, Indian paintbrush, and Iceland poppies. Above it all, a small circular pane holds the branch of a lodgepole pine, quietly binding this window back to the name of the church, St. George in the Pines. It is, in one sense, the most secular of the windows. No biblical figure, no angel, no scene from the life of Christ. And yet, it may be the most sacramental, because it shows us that what the Psalms and prophets insist, that creation itself is God's first language, the work of his hands, declaring his glory. The mountains here are not backdrops, they are liturgy. The flowers are not decoration, they are testimony. The deer, the robin, the trees, all of them speak if we have ears to hear. There is a humility in this design too. Unlike the altar windows, this glass doesn't point us to an extraordinary moment in salvation history. It asks us to look at what is always there. The steady grandeur of peaks, the daily return of birdsong, the resilient pine still reaching upward after fire or frost. The beauty here is not spectacular, but steadfast. And maybe that's the point. That God's glory is not only in Bethlehem or Calvary, but in Lake Louise, in the squirrel darting across the churchyard, in the long silence of winter giving way again to spring. The Crosbys gave their lives to the hospitality of these mountains. This window extends that hospitality in light, an invitation to see Banff not merely as scenery, but as sacred text. A gospel written in granite and glacier.